Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Beauty Talk with Illusions Cosmetics. Hi, I'm Janice Tunnell, co-owner and creative director, and I'm joined today by my sister and partner, Denise.
Hello.
This radio program will feature conversations on various beauty issues. We'll give beauty tips and advice and share our comments on all things beautiful. On today's show, we will discuss how to choose the perfect shade of foundation and share tips and our concerns on this particular topic in regards to all women of color. Time permitting, we will be accepting calls from makeup artists around the country to join in on the conversation. To begin the conversation, though, I would like to just speak briefly on how to test shades of foundation. Basically, women of color, including Asian and Hispanic women, should all search for a yellow undertoned foundation color. You would choose three shades, test the three shades along your jawline, and you want to test it along your jawline so that whichever foundation is a perfect match, it'll match and blend in with your neck. So you're going to test three shades along your jawline, and the one that disappears is the perfect match, and it's just that simple. Is there anything else you want to add, Denise?
I agree with that, but also you want to make sure that the foundation is matching your neck. So that's the main reason for testing it on your jawline, so that you can get it a little bit closer to your neck color and not just base it on the color of your skin or on your face. So you want to test that foundation against your neck color, and that's the importance of testing it on your jawline.
And then also one of the things that I want to mention is that when it comes to lighting, the best lighting for you to use to make sure that you have the perfect shade of foundation is natural daylight. A lot of times when you're at the makeup counters and you're testing it, you look in the mirror, you can't really see. Sometimes the lighting in department stores are not that great. Sometimes people like to leave the department store, go outside, or step outside to the mall or wherever the store is located, or even go home and look before they decide to purchase. So natural daylight is the best lighting for selecting a foundation. Again, I want to emphasize that for all women of color, not just African-American women, but Asian women, Hispanic women, you should really be choosing a foundation color that's yellow in undertone. There are a couple of different forms of foundation. You have your stick foundation, your liquid foundation, your cream, and your cream to powder. And those are important just to know, just in case you're trying to decide how heavy a coverage you want to use. They're matte, which are oil-free foundations, and then you have your iridescent foundations, which are sheer. You might just want a sheer coverage of foundation. Those are great to use as well. Anything else you want to add?
I just want to add, I was just thinking when you were going through those list of foundations that sometimes there are some brands that have cream foundations for dry skin as well as cream foundations for oily skin. And as we all know, sometimes the cream foundations can add a little oil to the skin. So when you find a cream foundation that's for oily skin, more than likely, when you apply that foundation, it doesn't necessarily move as easily as a cream foundation for a drier skin. So you just want to make sure that you're using a little bit of moisturizer, even with the cream foundation, whether the moisturizer has a little oil in it or whether it has no oil at all. But you just definitely want to use just a little bit of moisturizer just to help that cream foundation move a lot better. Or sometimes you can just, if you're using like a foundation brush or a sponge, like a latex sponge, you may just want to try wetting it a little bit and really getting in there and warming up that cream foundation a little bit so that it moves a lot nicer going across the skin. Because sometimes when there's when you have oily skin and you're doing all that you can to get the oil out of the skin, sometimes you take too much oil out of the skin and it doesn't allow the foundation to absorb and to move as nicely when you're applying it.
Now, this time I kind of want to deal with some of the concerns we may have when choosing the perfect shade of foundation. Sometimes people tend to choose a color that may be in the correct color family, but not the right color, and it tends to look a little light or a little ashy. But that's the best color that the brand has to offer. Sometimes I would suggest that when that happens, that you may try to get a powder that's a little darker, so that way you could kind of create the perfect color. Do you have anything to add to that? Do you know of any other suggestions how you can make an incorrect color work, if that's all they had to do?
Well, if they have a foundation that's more yellow based and it looks ashy, as you said, basically just adding that red tone to it is the only thing that I can think of that will make it that will correct it. Basically, if not the cream, then just a little powder. Adding a powder with more of a red tone will also will help it. So, I mean, I basically agree with what you said. Besides just putting more foundation on it, like I said, with a different tone, then the powder at the different tone will just basically help to correct it.
Okay. And then lastly, I just want to mention that there's a particular ingredient that's found in foundations called titanium dioxide. And it's an ingredient that offers broad range protection from both UVA and UVB sun rays. And it's just important to know that it's found, again, in foundations, and you have to be careful with it because it can appear very ashy on some dark complexion. So you want to just be careful of that and just know that it is found in your foundation. And if you see a color that may look too ashy on you, you may want to try to a color that's a little darker. Any other issues you can think of that has an effect on why a foundation might look ashy or why a foundation could look a little too light?
Well, basically, I think just the fact, as you mentioned, the titanium dioxide, that's one of the main reasons that I've come across that will cause the foundation to look too ashy. As far as foundation looking too light, more than likely it's because it just really is too light. Some people, and that in itself can be an issue that's a little deeper than just choosing the wrong color. Some people, you know, and I hate to put it this way, but some people tend to want to look a little lighter than they are and will choose a foundation that's lighter than they are. And then, again, it goes back to when you're matching your foundation color. Again, some people, the color of the face and the color of the neck could be a little different. One could be a little lighter. Sometimes your neck may tend to be a little darker. And just applying the foundation based on one way or the other can tend to make the foundation on the face lighter.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your comments. And that's all for our show today. Thank you for tuning in. And look out for us again in about another week. We'll be back with more beauty tips, and we'll maybe discuss a little further and have some makeup artists join us on this conversation on foundation, but then we'll also start with another topic. Again, thank you for tuning in to Beauty Talk with Illusions Cosmetics.